Okay, you guys, I am in the car, headed to the store. It's Castmas, hashtag Castmas shopping time. Oh my gosh. Not too busy out here. Stop. Incoming traffic does not stop. I had to go around the block because the turn I was going to take said no left turn. So I don't want to go against the actual, you know. I've always heard that in parking lots you don't have to obey the rules or the laws or the signs. I don't believe in that, but I do find that people don't seem to obey the signs when they are in the parking lot. I see people going through the middle of the spaces, not following the rows. They'll just cut through the middle of, like, the spaces, which I feel might be quite unsafe. Okay. I was listening to country music as I was driving. Yes, I'm a country fan. I used to live in the Southwest for 10 years, and now I live in the Midwest, and I'm a music fan in general. So how can I not like Carrie Underwood? How can I not like Jason Aldean? I like music. So I had to turn that down, though, because I don't need that to be in my conversation with you guys, with y'all. Can I turn right? Can I make it? Are the cars gonna go? They're not going. I'm going right. Right? And into the far left lane? Alright. I'm the first one in the lane at the red light. These highways, these streets, these byways have gotten better. This past winter, the potholes were intense. I was about to write an email explaining exactly where the potholes were in on my neighborhood highway. But I decided not to. Then the other... Ooh, I'm not in the right lane. Why am I not in the right lane as usual? Gotta get over far left, far left, far left. Watch out, everybody. But I didn't write that email. But I'll tell you. All of a sudden, maybe it's the infrastructure bill. Maybe it's just money flowing into the right places. Turn the heat on a little bit. It's cold. This is the first cold day here. The first cold day. It's been 60. And I was worried that global warming had taken over. But... it's cold today. It's finally starting to feel like December. Like hashtag. Wait a minute. Let me turn. Green arrow. Let me go. Oh, here comes the fire. Here comes the fire. I'm like, fire department. No, it's the fire ambulance or it's the fire truck. It's not the whole fire department. Goodness. Okay. Get on this highway. Merge. Oh, no one's coming. Good. Alright. Smooth sailing now to the store. Oh, slow down, buddy. Slow down. Unless you're trying to get to a fire. But I doubt they are. Driving on the highway here and I see the cars on the frontage road, it just plays a mind trick with me. I'm like, those cars are coming straight at me. No, they're not. They're on the frontage road. They're on the outer road. When I get to the store, I'm going
going to find the perfect light bulb for my light so I can see what I'm doing on my computer and not strain my eyes. I want to see everything that... Oh, switch lanes. Coming over. Oh, people out here. These people, they drive like cars don't kill. Oh, that's so cute. This one blue Jeep has a reef around the second. Okay, sorry. I'm driving as fast as the speed limit will allow. Actually, a little faster. Just a little bit. Get off my tail. Goodness, I can't go no faster. Anyway, that Jeep had a cute reef. It was a pine. It's like a fake pine reef. With red. Let me change lanes. Let him go by. Go ahead. All right. You can go fast. There you go. Good job. They're in a hurry. All right. The reef was pretty, and I've never seen that, someone decorating the back spare tire on their Jeep. You know what? I'm gonna just slow down. Because these people are just trying to push it. They're trying to make me go faster by riding my bumper. Now, I got over. But those three different pickup trucks. It's a pickup truck. A Land Rover. And, four F-150. All together riding each other's tail. Trying to push each other to go faster. Well, just go to speed limit. It's 60. It's 60. It's not 90. It's 60. Calm down. Okay. No. Don't merge. I'm coming through. I'm going fast as I can. 60, 62, 60. Sir, that is not this man on the outer road. He's not walking on the sidewalk. He was walking in the street. He's taking his life into his own hands. Said, nope, I've got this. I know what to do. I know to walk. I'm like, yeah, sir, but you know, don't walk in the street. That side road is about 45 to 50 miles per hour. And no sidewalk. You might want to walk in the grass at least. Get on over. Oh, my goodness. That was too hot. Too hot. Too hot, y'all. Can't stand the heat. I am still driving to Le Tarje. When I get there, I'm gonna hit the clearance rack so hard. I'll be going through it so fast, looking at all the prices. Is this cheap enough? Am I gonna find what I'm looking for? This is the best time. Clearance Nista tip one of the day. The colors on all this the most trendiest, and maybe the styles are from last season, but you know, when you're in a family, you just can't. You just can't be out there spending every dime on the newest fad, the latest. Because they don't take electricity for the vehicle's operators to know which way to go. So instead of having a street light, it's more cost effective. It's expensive. I've heard it's more expensive to put them in some places. But once they're in, there is no electricity that needs to be used. So they're cost effective, environmentally sound, etc., etc. As I drive around the Midwest, I see more and more of them all the time. When I lived elsewhere, I never saw a roundabout. Maybe except for Philadelphia's amazing downtown Center City roundabout. Besides that roundabout, where were there roundabouts? Out here, with this area, roundabouts abound. Roundabouts are about everywhere. They're around about everywhere. They're everywhere I'm at. They're around. I'm gonna park right, I think. Nope, not here. Not. I'm just gonna keep going.